or Beacon of Hope Ministries. Cindy, I know you catch them as often as you can too. And I like what Angel just said, a reminder in the middle of the week or sometime of, hey, wait a minute. I have not been in my Bible for days, or I haven't thought about God, or I haven't been praying. Talk to me about the value of that reminder. Oops, we are 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. Cindy, hang on to that thought, and we're coming back to you in just a second, because we have to do this thing on time. We try our best, and this is Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life, right here on TANTalkNetwork.com. There we go, and here we are. Cindy, talk to us.
Well, it reminds me of what we were talking about, our instant gratification type world here.
Yeah.
That's one thing where technology is so amazing.
Right.
It used to be that your only choices basically for spiritual feeding were your personal Bible reading or whatever, you know, you did at home.
Right.
And church.
Right.
And now there's Facebook posts, there's YouTube videos.
Right.
Of multiple speakers, many different styles.
Right.
There are radio broadcasts. There's you can listen to Christian music 24/7.
You can.
You know, on Pandora and Spotify.
Yes.
And all the music apps.
Right.
There are many, many more Christian stations, radio stations, than there used to be. So you can find one out in the middle of nowhere, almost, you know, for that feeding. There are the Christian book market has exploded
right.
through the years. So there are Christian bookstores. There's so many ways now to get that feeding.
Are you saying that because of the ample opportunities, when we don't use them, it is our fault?
Indeed. And
indeed, I like that. Indeed.
You have to realize as well that with the blessings of technology come the distractions of technology.
You're right.
And so you guys were talking about you sometimes unplug from spiritual things. You often need to unplug from technology.
Absolutely.
To focus on what's important.
It's exactly right. Speaking of technology, Dr. Angel and I, our Thursday night show, do you want to say a word about what that is and when you can hear it right here on the station?
All right. Our Thursday night show is Go Yard. It is a life coaching radio show with Mama Mac and me, Dr. Angel. And we just take life's everyday issues and problems and give you practical ways to solve them and get through them and to live the best life you can. We don't want you to just exist. We want you to thrive.
Thrive. Every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. right here on TANTalkNetwork.com or on 106.1 FM or 104.3 FM or 3 a.m. stations, 1340, 1350, 1400. We're actually on 5 radio stations. And now, Facebook Live. Pete, our dear, wonderful engineer on Thursday night. I do the engineering on Sunday, but on Thursday night, it's Pete. And Pete has been taking us Facebook Live on Thursday nights. And so he has agreed to come in 2 weeks from today right here into the station for our Sunday show because it is our 6th. You got the bell ready?
I'm ready.
Our 600th radio show. Thank you, Dr. Angel. Our 600th. I mean, we are in our 12th year on the air every single Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. That is totally amazing, if you ask me. And I love the fact that it's been almost 12 years. We are having a big celebration here. We're having a big celebration at church that day. We're having a lunch. Anybody that's in the Tampa Bay area wants to know where we are, please just text me at 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. Tell you where we are. And then we'll be here about 2:30 that afternoon with a big cake and a celebration time. Several of our people. Cindy, if you can, we want you to call in that day. I'll let you know on the time and all that. But we want all of our radio team to be a part of that show, if at all possible. Nan, Angel, Megan, Betty, Cindy Logan, Cindy Henderson. That's you, Cindy. Pastor Jim. Yeah. Did I forget somebody else? No. Anyway, everybody, we want you all to, the radio team, to be a part that day. And we're just going to celebrate, because why do we want to celebrate this, Angel? Why is it such a big deal?
Oh, my goodness. 12 years almost of, you know, hearing the gospel, the meat, and spreading the hope and the joy and the love and the faith and all that comes from God's word.
Yeah.
The healing, setting people free. Like, that's amazing.
We've had so many people set free on these shows, and we thank God every minute. And not only that, he has provided the money. I always put the check in the little box before we come into the show. And there's not been a time that we couldn't pay in all these years. God has provided. If you want to be a part of that financial ministry here, any money that comes in goes straight for these shows. So you can know that your money is not paying salaries. Pastor Jim and I don't even take a salary. That all money comes straight for the radio ministry. And just go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the first page, home page. Go to donations, and we'll open a window for PayPal if you want to give towards these shows. And why would anybody want to do that, Cindy? Why would you want to put your money in the gospel? I don't get that. Tell me. I do get that. I'm teasing you.
You want to put your money the best place possible. If you want to invest, you want an investment that lasts for eternity.
For eternity.
Yeah. I mean, this radio ministry, you will never know the extent of the power and the change that you have accomplished until you get to heaven.
Right. That's what God's told me. Yeah.
There will be people there simply because they happen to tune in, whether they did it on purpose or just happened across it. But the radio ministry has changed lives around the world.
Right.
It's reached more people than you have reached in all your years in the ministry.
Right.
And so you have an investment and a stake in all those souls that have been saved that will be in heaven and have grown here on earth because of this radio ministry.
You know, it's an interesting thing that you said that way, Cindy, because at my ordination at my church I began and pastored it 7 years in Indiana. My dad and mom came up for my ordination, and my dad was giving a little exhortation to the church people. And then my dad, who was not given to this, began to prophesy over me as he spoke, and he said, this ministry is only for a season, meaning the ministry there in Indiana, and God is going to send you out, and you will be able to touch the far corners of the world. And little did we have any idea. I would have thought at that point it meant I was going to be getting on a jet plane constantly. But it's not been that way. It's been through the medium of technology that this has reached. And God has told me over and over again, countless numbers of people listen, and we will never know those numbers until heaven.
Right.
Hallelujah. Listen to this song. Come, fill this place, Holy Spirit. That is our desire. CeCe Winans, love this song.
Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, my heart is longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free? Come fill this place. Our souls are thirsty for the joy you bring. So send your glory, make your praise complete. Send down the rain, touch us once.
Praise God. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. He's right here. We're in Acts chapter 2. The first week, the word was thirsting. God wants us to thirst after him. The second week, and it really carried on a couple weeks, was this waiting concept. Thirsting and waiting. And now the third one is experiencing. Kate, we've been talking about and hearing about the power of the Holy Spirit and how he changes our lives when we allow him to fill us up with his presence. Now, when we hear a good news like this in Acts 1, when Jesus said, y'all just go and wait, all 120 of you, wait until the Holy Spirit comes. And because then the Holy Spirit will fill you to overflowing and will give you power, dunamis, will make you able to be my witnesses. So often we can't be effective for God because we aren't full of his Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, the biggest change that occurred in my life, ever in my life, yeah, it was big when I got married, young, 20 and all that. That was a big change. But at 29, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, my life turned upside down. I was suddenly, my priorities began to change. My love for God began to change. I fell in love with God like never before. I had gotten saved when I was 4 years old. I grew up as a preacher's kid, a missionary's kid, an evangelist's daughter. I became a youth pastor. I was all of those things, but I was not full of the Holy Spirit until in a service in December when I was 29 years old, and I ran down the aisle of this large church where we went, and in dress and heels. Can you picture that, Angel? I can't. It's really kind of sad right now that I could even dress like that, but I did. But anyway, I ran all the way down there crying my eyes out, wanting everything God had for me. I knew there was something that was missing. It was not enough. I knew that teaching salvation over and over again was not cutting it, especially when I worked with these teenagers. I needed more power to be able to be that light in a dark world. And here's what happened. Because Jesus said in John 7, and we talked about this verse a few weeks ago, John 7, 37 to 39, you can put it in your notes and look at it later. Jesus stood up at the last day of the great feast, and he said, if any man thirsts, let him come to me, and I will pour into you rivers of living water that are going to flow out of you. And that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What happens is Jesus is the Holy Spirit baptizer. We baptize in water. Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And when we come to a place in our life where we realize, you know what, I just can't do life without more of you, God. I need all that you have for me. And sometimes we find that we just kind of leak out, you know? Our power just leaves us because we're just not focusing on the word, and we're not focusing on the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're not exercising the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This was a big event. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the Feast of Pentecost came. That was exactly 10 days after they began to wait, these 120 people. They were all together in one place. Why? Because they were there waiting. Without warning, this was suddenly. There was a sound like a strong wind, a gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. This is called a prayer language. This happens when you say, God, I want all you have for me. Fill me to overflowing. Four, Cindy, four precious ones at Beacon of Hope this morning received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
now,
cool.
I mean, you talk about a great day in the house of the Lord this morning. Was it not, Angel?
Oh, yes, it was.
I mean, woo, it was celebration time in the house of the Lord. And it says in verse 5 that there were many Jews staying in Jerusalem, devout pilgrims from all over the world, because they'd come to the for the Pentecost celebration. And they heard these 120, they heard this huge sound like a hurricane, like a gale force wind. And then these people began to run out in the streets. And these 120, and they were so full of God, they were running and they were declaring and they were praying in their prayer language. They were shouting praises to God. It even says down in verse 11, here's what they were hearing. These people were hearing their own languages, all kinds of languages. They were describing God's mighty works. That's what they were saying. They were praying. They were shouting. They were praising God in their prayer language. And they were describing God's wonderful works. And this turned the world upside down. Turned the world upside down. These people became missionaries. Now, what does this mean to us today? How does this impact me? Okay? We talked about this morning at Beacon of Hope. We can ignore it. We can fight it. We can share it. Some people, wrote, when we wrote these on the board, Angel, maybe you wrote some of them down. You can help me remember what we all came up with. We can ignore it. We can fight it. We can say, oh, that doesn't apply to me.
Mm-hmm. We can, Sierra, we can soak it up.
Soak it up.
We can declare it's not relevant.
Right. Declare it's not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we can say, no. That may be for some other crazy person like Pastor Marsha on the radio. But I don't know about me. I don't want to be that crazy where I'm so full of God that I actually receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I have a prayer language and I have the power to lay hands on the sick and see them healed and all of that stuff. I don't know that I want that power. I'm too scared about that. I don't want that power. Woo! Or we can experience it and embrace it.
Uh-huh.
Cindy?
See, I was one of those that was afraid because this is not something I grew up being taught. As a matter of fact,
me either. Me either.
The churches I was in, the Christian college I graduated from, taught that it was wrong.
Right.
That God didn't work like that anymore.
Right.
That ended, you know, in the New Testament.
Did they give
like
you
that.
The verse where it says that ended with the disciples?
Yes.
And
so I was actually 40 years old, just a couple years ago, when I experienced being in a group of people who had this gift.
Cindy, I did not know that it was wait until you were 40. That's,
yes,
wow.
Yes, and I, like you, was saved when I was 4.
Yeah.
So the first service I was in, I was quite intimidated and fearful. A woman, the pastor came around, was touching people. They were falling, you know, mm-hmm. in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to me, and I backed up and said, no, thank you. And
you said no, thank you.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough, several years later, she was actually the one who prayed specifically with me to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
I did not get it at that point. I had an awesome vision in heaven instead, which was amazing. I've never experienced anything like it before or since. But I wanted it desperately. because I knew there was power in it. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. We had a what we called our God fort in Seattle, where we lived, and we would go up there, and I just prayed for the Holy Spirit. And interestingly enough, it God gave it to me in the middle of the night. I woke up, the cat was on my chest, and I woke up to tell the cat to get off my chest. I was having trouble breathing, and it came out in a language that I had never heard before.
Wow, praise God. But you had already accepted the fact that this was for you, right?
Right. And so it, if you want it, it doesn't have to happen at church.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have to. It can, you just go after it. Go after it because it's something that you desire to have that you know is powerful and will change your life.
You know, I've prayed for so many hundreds of people through the years to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I can tell you, there's no one set way this thing happens. Some people, mm-hmm. like you said, they've been prayed for and they don't, there's no language seems to come out. And then mm-hmm. a week later, a day later, an hour later, suddenly they're driving along praising God with a spiritual tape in their car or whatever, and suddenly there it is. Angel, talk to us about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yes. There is no rhyme or reason. I remember I was in my 20s, and when I found out there's more, I was one of those people like, I got to have it. You know, there's more. I need more, right?
Yeah.
And so I remember going up to be prayed for and like, okay. And I went home and I was feeling like so disappointed. And I remember reading. Mm-hmm.
You did
the Bible.
Not right then start speaking
no.
in your prayer language.
And I remember just feeling disappointed. And I was going home. I was reading the Amplified Bible where it talks about asking, seeking, knocking. And it says, you know, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking. So I'm like, okay, okay, God, I'm just going to keep trusting. And in the middle of the night, oh my gosh, I was woke up and I went across the house to my office and it, woo, right there, right in the middle of the floor through the night.
Wow. Just laying on the floor.
Laying on the floor.
There is no particular. For me, when I went down front that big church crying all the way, I was broken. I mean, I was, you know, God, I just want all you have for me. And suddenly when that evangelist laid his hands on me, I began to hear these little syllables in my head and I began to speak them out. And then that's all I had for probably, I don't know, maybe a week or two. But then I began to use those as I began to pray and praise God. And then the language developed. Nan, do you want to share your part of that, your experience?
Well, mine's kind of sorted. It's hard to, I can't pinpoint and say at this time of age that, you know, I just grew up in the church, and I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and
so it was normal.
It was kind of normal, and you know, I just one day I received the Holy. You know, I would like to share, you know, in case anyone you know feels they received the Holy Spirit and don't get their prayer language yet, don't doubt that
receive, right,
because I can remember someone praying with me, and they were praying with me and to receive the Holy Spirit, and we were up there praying, and I was all excited because I felt like I've received the Holy Spirit, and one lady looked at me and said, you didn't speak in tongues. You just didn't quite get it.
That's not true.
It was so devastating. I was devastated because I knew what I had felt inside.
Yeah.
So I would like to encourage people, just because they don't receive it immediately does not mean they did not
receive
the Holy
Spirit. Well, they received it when the hands were laid on them and they were prayed over. What happens is sometimes because of our own fears, our own timidity, our own like, oh, this is a little weird. My gosh, this is strange. You know, and isn't that what you kind of felt, Cindy? That it was just like, well, this is weird. Y'all are nuts, you know?
Absolutely.
and
it's different.
When you get over that, I mean, you allow yourself to say, okay, God, this is scriptural. Okay, this is in the Word. I believe it because it's here. Now, this event in Acts 2 changed the lives of the early disciples, these 120. Pastor Jim, our associate, pointed out this morning, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was baptized with the Holy Spirit. All of them in that upper room, 120. And it even says Mary was there and a lot of her friends. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Angel, why is that significant? I just think that's cool.
Oh, because
I'm glad he pointed that out today.
I am too. Because she's a woman. You know,
she's a woman.
You know, I think a lot of times we feel like these are, you know, great, but it's for the guys. But God empowers us women too. We need the Holy Spirit.
Boy, isn't that true. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Cindy, I'm going to start with you and go to Angel after that. Why do we need this experience?
First, let me touch on the woman part there. All through the Bible, women play a prominent role. And it was man,
yes.
Men specifically, that twisted that and took verses out of context to say that women could not be ministers, et cetera, et cetera. And we need the Holy Spirit because it's your superpower.
That's right.
Growing up, most kids pretended to be some superhero or have some power, a hidden power. You could, fly. You had lightning that came out of your palms, whatever. The Holy Spirit is your superpower.
It's your superpower.
And he chose to come and dwell in this human
body. Oh, yes.
Just like the superheroes in the comics, they're, for the most part, they are humans who, through one circumstance or the other, have developed this superpower.
Right.
And
Krypton.
You don't have to be exposed to radioactive chemicals to get it.
That's good news.
You desire it and you pray for it and you seek it out. And at the moment of salvation, at the moment God created the world, it was yours. At the moment Jesus died on the cross, it was yours. At the moment you were accepted that gift, it was yours. So it's not like, oh, sorry, Sally.
Yeah, too bad.
All your friends did it, but not you.
Not you.
It's yours.
No.
And you, when it happens, however it happens, it changes your life in a way that you always have something to rely on.
Well, that
it's like God itself, himself.
It is. And I've got to take us to John 14 before we go to Angel after this next song. John 14:15, Jesus said this, if you love me, John 14:15, if you love me, see, this has a lot to do with loving God and you just want all that he has for you. I just love you so much, God. What else do you have for me? You got a present for me? I want this present. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father and he'll provide you another friend. That word in the Greek is parakletos, which means one called alongside to help. The Holy Spirit is called to come alongside you and help you. That's why you need him. You need help. Have you ever yelled, help? Right. So that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he's been staying with you and will be in you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit simply is saying, God, fill me to overflowing with more of you. Fill me up. I want the junk in my life to just absolutely submit to your nature in me. I want your goodness to so fill me that I don't want to lie. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to commit adultery. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I want to be so full of you, I can't desire that stuff anymore. Oh, listen to this, and we'll go to Angel when we come off of this song. Come, Holy Spirit. Terry McCallum, love it. Make it your prayer. Sing along with it. Move in your people.
Move in your people. Trust Jesus. His glory to see. Come, Holy Spirit.
ask him to do this in you right now. God, is that your cry today? Bring us your liberty. When you're so full of God, you have more liberty in the spirit. You have more guidance as you pray. You have more insight into His thinking and His wisdom. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, I think it is how we get through every day. It's how we do it victoriously. I mean, you know, God's got this, you know, amazing tool, so to speak. He's got His spirit waiting for us. We just have to ask for it and accept it. Like, that's it. Well, there's nothing on our part except for surrender and, you know, ask Him for it. And yet we don't do that, and we sit around this world flipping and flopping with the problems and the stresses and all the stuff coming at us. And we're missing, like, the antidote. We're missing an important part of, you know, we're letting ourselves stay sick, so to speak, you know, and not tapping into what He has for us to get through. He's like, I got the life ring. Ask for it. And we're just, you know, splashing and
so
splashing.
So true. Just flipping around. Talk to us, Cindy. That's right on.
I know what I love about being able to pray in the Spirit is that You don't have to actually focus on it. It's just there. It comes. You can do it at work. You can do it while you're in the middle of class. You know, it becomes so much a part of you that God is praying through you,
right,
in you, through you. You can actually be doing something else.
Right.
You can be involved in another activity.
That's true, really.
Still be praying.
I know. Yes, isn't that weird?
You don't. It's almost as you're conscious that you're doing it, but you don't have to focus on it.
Exactly.
It's very interesting to me because it's your superpower, like I said.
You
can use it anytime. It does. You don't have. You can, you know, do it while you're watching TV. It's just awesome.
It's
really hard to explain.
It is.
How great it is.
Let's go back to John 14, verse 25. Maybe this will help us. Jesus said this: "I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you." Okay, these are Jesus' words. The friend, the Holy Spirit. So when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you've accepted the friend to fill you to overflowing with His presence. That's what you've done. He's your friend. He's your buddy, right? The friend whom the Father will send at my request will make everything plain to you. Remember, just a few days later, actually, after 40 days, so that last day that Jesus went up, the end of the 40 days, and he went to heaven, and the last thing he said was, stay and wait for the gift, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's one thing that Jesus already told us in John 14, what this the Holy Spirit's going to do is he's going to make things plain to you. How many times have you had trouble making a decision? How many times have you flipped and flopped, as Dr. Angel just said, flipped and flopped back between two opinions? Should I do it this way? Should I do that? No. Should I go? Oh, I don't know. He says right here, I will make everything plain to you. It's been my experience in over, well, I won't say how many years because you could add up how old I am. But since I was 29 years old, I have relied so much on the power of the Holy Spirit to make something plain to me, whether I should do this or that, whether I should handle this way or that way, right? He will remind you of all the things I've told you. Here's another thing the Holy Spirit does. Why do you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? He reminds you of the truths of God's word. You may not be able to remember them word for word, but you can remember that there are verses that we've gone over today in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. We went over Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We've gone through other passages, Joel chapter 2, 28 to 32, where it's prophesied about the Holy Spirit. And we are told we need this that's coming. Well, he already came 2,000 years ago. And he says, you can have this now. He says, he'll remind you of the things I've told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you, peace. Peace. Don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft, upset, distraught. Here's what the Holy Spirit does. He tells us, he encourages us to make certain decisions based on whether or not we feel peace in that situation. Jesus said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and here's how you're going to have peace like you've never had before. Talk to us, Cindy.
Bible says it's the supernatural peace that passes all human understanding. And I'm a firm believer that God cares about all the details of our lives. I don't hesitate to ask him for things that other people would think are silly. I've mentioned before that I ask him for parking favor when I need a place to park.
Sure, I do that too.
But if you lose something important, and it's like, okay, God, I need you to show me where that is.
I do that too, and it works.
I really need it. And it's just, I keep going back to it, your superpower.
You're right, Cindy. Yeah.
It's the word of God is your sword. Wield it. The spirit is your superpower. Wield it. It's God wants to be intimately involved in everything about us.
He does.
Everything about our lives. And there's nothing, if it matters to us, it matters to him.
Amen.
Whether everybody else on the planet thinks it's silly or not. It matters to us, therefore it matters to him.
Amen. Colossians 3:15. Angel, you have your Amplified. You have your big four, your four translations right there in front of you. Like the Bible Angel has here is about 6 feet thick, but 6 inches, not feet. Sorry. Colossians 3:15. 6 feet would be a big Bible.
I was trying to figure out how to carry it around.
It's hard. Even 6 inches is hard here. Colossians 3:15 in the Amplified Bible. Angel.
And let the peace, soul, harmony, which comes from Christ, rule. Act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and setting with finality all questions that arise in your minds, and the peaceful state to which, as members of Christ's one body, you are also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always.
Woo! It's okay. Let peace be your umpire. And I'm a big baseball fan, as many people know. and can't get enough of it, and I love it. And the umpire back there decides balls and strikes, and there, you cannot overrule the umpire. You cannot. You can overrule a calling at first, second, third, whatever. You can overrule those. You can actually have a, let's look at that on the big screen, but not balls and strikes, ever. The umpire decides balls and strikes. And I love the way the Amplified Version says this scripture. Let the peace of God settle with all finality, acting like an umpire in your situation. You can judge. Now, another way to look at this is some people go, well, I just had a gut feeling I wasn't supposed to do that. Okay, what is that? You didn't have any peace about it. Cindy, talk to us about that. The peace is your umpire.
That still small voice sometimes. Yeah, you have to go with the peace. And you have to truly take the time to consider it, because some of us want something so desperately that we will pretend we have peace about it even when we don't.
And that's so right.
It's important that we actually put the prayer into it, the Word of God into it.
That's a good point.
We truly have God's peace. Not, I want this really bad, so I'm going to say I have peace about it.
Right. And don't you think that's a common problem in the body of Christ? A lot of times people do, yeah, God told me, yeah, I've got peace. Everything's fine. Because they know that peace should be your umpire. So therefore, a lot of times people say, yeah, I've got peace. What it is really is they just want that thing so bad. I know people who have entered into wrong marriages, wrong relationships, and they say, yeah, I feel really good about it. Really good about it. It's going to be fine. Yeah, I feel fine. And then like a few weeks later, they're going, oh my gosh, I made the mistake of my lifetime. Angel, talk to us. But did they really have peace? Probably not.
No. You know, and you're right. And sometimes we want something in our finite human mind that we are blind. We've did a whole series of radio shows on that as it comes to, you know, relationships.
On Thursday nights, yeah.
We want to see what we want to see, and we ignore what we don't want to see. And that's where we need the discernment of the Holy Spirit, because we're not really great at discerning things for ourselves. We don't see the first from the last. We don't see the big picture. We're missing the spiritual realm and everything going in behind the scenes, as we've talked about a lot today.
It's true.
That's where we need that discernment in that, okay, this isn't for you or this isn't right. We need that, because left to our own devices, we get in a lot of hot water.
I totally agree. And you know what? Peace feels really good. And you know what? Chaos and uncertainty feels really bad.
Yes.
So if you want to say this versus this, then put restlessness versus peace. Restlessness and chaos. That's not how God operates. Listen to this song. Old song, just had to bring it up. Fits right here.
When I was just a little boy, we used to sing a song in church.
This is Clint Brown.
That always, in the midst of any kind of trials or any kind of storm, always seemed to bring the presence of the Lord. And that's what this night is about. It's about being in His presence. And it went like this. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit. From the sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Say it with me now, sweep over, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Praise God, praise God. Bow your heads with me right now. There is a time in our lives where we have to reach out and we have to say, Lord, I realize that just in my own strength here, it's just not working the way I want it to. Or God, I'm saved and I know that if Jesus died tonight, I'd go to heaven, but I need more. I need more of you. I just recognize that I need you, Lord, more than ever before. And if that is you right now, we invite you to just bow your heads right now and just really accept what God has for you. What does he want for you? Does he want you to walk deeper with him? Does he want you to have more of him working on the inside of you? Does he want you to have more peace, more joy? Does he want you to have a deeper walk with him? And the answer to all that is yes. That's what he wants for you. What are you going to do about that? Can you just bow your head and say, God, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Listen to this, and we're going to pray together in just a moment.
Since Jesus passed by.
Old song.
Oh, since Jesus,
he's right here to baptize you in his Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you are, what a difference.
Amen. It'll be huge in your life. Amen. Open your heart to him right now.
Jesus passed by.
Shackled by a heavy
burden. Maybe that's you right now. Fear gripped you. Pain in your body. Depression. Listen.
And shame.
Then Jesus touched you. Amen.
And now I am no longer.
Woo! Glory to God. That's what he wants to do for you. For you.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
Amen. Let him touch you right now. Let him touch you.
Well, I can explain it, and I cannot tell you why, but oh, what a difference since Jesus passed.
Praise God. Bow your heads with us right now. Oh, God, that's so true. We can't really explain this amazing phenomenon called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but we know it's true. And when you pass by our lives and when you grip our hearts and say to us, there is more for you, dear one, we want that. We want all that you have for us. If that is the desire of your heart right now, and you want the Holy Spirit to baptize you, you want Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Spirit, just ask him right where you are. Whether you're listening to this live or later on, you can ask him in the quietness of your car, your house, wherever you are, and just say, Lord, fill me up with you. Baptize me now in your Holy Spirit. I want all that you have for me. I don't want to settle for anything less than all of you. Fill me to overflowing. I want those rivers of living water to flow out of me, and I want to be your witness. I want to have the power to be able to know when you're asking me to talk to someone or pray over someone or lay hands on them so that they can be healed. Lord, I want all of that power. I want the dunamis. I want to be filled to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that is the cry of my heart. If that is your cry, pray right now, wherever you are. You don't have to receive the Holy Spirit by someone laying hands on you. You can ask yourself right there where you are. Holy Spirit, please baptize me now. Jesus is the Holy Spirit baptizer. Jesus, baptize me now in your Holy Spirit. That's the cry of my heart. That's the desire of my heart. Let him know that, because that's what he wants to do for you. So, Lord, wherever these people are scattered around the globe, you know them. We don't. But, Lord, we thank you and praise you for every single one that has prayed that prayer today and has desired to be and become all that you have for them to be and become. Lord, we thank you in advance for this, the mighty work of your Holy Spirit in each of our lives. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Listen to a little bit of this. We won't play it all, but I just want to play a little bit of the glory of your presence, because that's what it is. And then we'll get a final comment from Dr. Angel and Cindy in just a moment. Listen to this.
And you're here, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, we bless you, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for the power of your Holy Spirit working in so many today. Thank you, God. You're amazing, Lord. We love you with all our hearts. You get the glory and the praise. Some final thoughts, Cindy.
my mind just keeps going back to wield your sword and wield your superpower.
Amen. Amen.
The relationship is there to benefit us.
It is.
God gets our companionship, and a relationship with us is why he created us. But we obviously benefit overwhelmingly from that relationship. And so use your power.
Use your power. Praise God. Woo! All right, Dr. Angel.
Wow, I just want to say, if you want to thrive, if you want to be everything God has called you to be, then you need to get in touch with everything God has given us, and
right.
That includes the Holy Spirit. We can't afford not to.
We can't afford not to.
Right.
You want to miss out. Don't miss out. Thank you, Cindy Henderson from Idaho. God bless you so much. Active part of our radio team. You are a blessing, Miracle One. And Angel Falzone, what a blessing you are on Sunday's show and also our Thursday night show. God bless you, too, for all your words of wisdom today. And Nan, also, you can contact us. You can contact me personally by emailing me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. You can use our prayer line for your prayer requests, which we encourage you to do. Use that line. That's what it's there for. It's prayers@bohmglobal.com. Please use it. Let God answer prayers. There's so many prayer team members that are praying constantly for all those needs. So, wow, it's been a great day. It's been a really great day. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Nan. All right, so we hope you will tune in with us again this coming week. Next Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, we will be right here, God willing, of course, and the creek don't rise. Then we will be right here, okay? We have a theme song at the end we use all the time, and it's so important, this song. It's not far to Jesus. It is not far to Jesus. So listen to these words. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries. And this has been Living the Good Life with Dr. Angel, with Cindy Henderson, Nan, and me. God bless you. Have a great week. Prayer request, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Email us, and we will get that out to our prayer team. If you want to be a member of the prayer team, just send a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And that's all you have to do. So God bless you. See you next week. There's no need.